with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and if you're just tuning in, you've missed Lebanese and Middle Eastern food fest that we're on, and it's all about lamb. And we've not talked much about that yet, and I don't think we're about ready to, but we've got a couple gentlemen in from a restaurant here in West Michigan called Sheshko.
Sheshko Grill.
That's Sheshko right. Grill. And where's that located?
It's located on Celebration 2121 Northeast. It's basically when you go to the Celebration Cinema, it's right there. You're going to see a big sign called Sheshko.
So if you're in outer parts of Michigan, it's in the northeast part of Grand Rapids. It's called Knapp Corners, and there's a big Meijer there. There's a big D&W and a great big Celebration Cinema North. They've got like about 400 screens there, I think, and the Buffalo Wild Wings. There's a bunch of stuff in there. Sheshko really sits right next to the theater in this complex, and it's just a fantastic. You got to go there. You just got
to
go.
You have to. I mean, pretty much food, as I told before, the food is ready. We always make it fresh. We don't do frozen stuff as like people do that.
Yeah. So let's talk about lamb on the skewer.
Yeah.
You guys do shish kebab.
We do, yeah.
Tell these folks how to do a good shish kebab.
The shish kebab is marinated. The shish kebab is marinated with some shishko spices. They put a lot of spices to it, so it's marinated. What's so good about it, it's always fresh, as I told you before.
And
you
generally know? Lamb?
And, no, generally, some people do beef and some people do lamb.
So you can do either way.
Yeah, we can do either way. And also, what we have is the lamb chops. We're really known for that. That's probably one of the highest sellers in Sheshko. We got it. We can do up to 3 and 5 pieces, which is really good, to be honest. And they always make it, ready. You know, you can do up to medium rare. Some people like it medium rare. Some people like it medium. And what's so good about it is that you also get size with it.
I was just in there a few days ago, and Mo made me a medium rare lamb chop. He said, "You got to try my lamb chops." And I'm like, "Oh, well, I didn't really come in here to eat." And he just keeps bringing food out, and I'm like, "Okay, guess I'm eating." It was a fantastic, perfectly done medium rare chop. You'd have been proud of it because it had beautiful grill marks. It was a little crispy on the outside, a little pink on the inside, and I mean tender. You just pick up the bone and literally just take a bite.
So they were French chops, so the bone was on them.
Yep.
And I have a little following. There was a guy that used to that co-hosted with me a couple times, Chef Andrew Smith, who taught me how to make lamb chops, right? And it's all in the marinade and the seasoning that you put on these things because they aren't on the grill a total of 4 minutes.
Right.
I mean, you're using a hot grill. You're putting some marks on them. Flip them over. Hit the other side. And my
and
buddies
call them.
If
they're on too long, you ruined them.
That's right. My buddies call them lolly chops because it's got the bone, and you really just got about 2 bites, and it's done.
Yeah.
But what a delicacy. And it's good to know that their restaurant, you kind of sounds like you specialize
oh,
in
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
they
a big
do
deal
a,
there.
A lot right. of people do it. Like, we have a lot of restaurants, you know, here in Grand Rapids. But we're known for the lamb chops. A lot of people go there. And probably never mentioned that before. We do a lot of catering orders. Mm-hmm. And when we do the lamb chops, you get a special deal on them, so which makes it great. So a lot of people, when they order the lamb chops, they don't order just a little bit. They order pretty much a lot of food. And we did a catering order, I think, 2 months ago. It was a wedding. And some people, they ordered about 2 full trays. Of the lamb chops.
Right.
Two full trays. So basically in a full tray, because Mo designed it, you know how he does it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But basically he put 25 pieces of lamb chops in one tray. And 50 pieces. And he's supposed to charge him a lot, but he gave him a special lease. So that's a really good thing. It's not about the money. We have it like a family business, you know, just trying to bring more customers, trying to show the people how the real food is.
And, that, you know, that's a great point because... If you're going to try some lamb, this would be the place to go in. You're not going to get hurt there. The prices, I didn't really think about it, but the prices are actually really reasonable compared to some places I go to in Dearborn, perhaps.
Well, and the point I'd like to make about that is that you've got people that know what they're doing with it. Okay, this isn't the once every month we're trying this as a special at a restaurant. You've got a family and you've got a business that's built around this kind of food.
Absolutely, and you can look into the kitchen as they're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of big pieces of paper on the wall with five stars from the health department. So they pass with flying colors. They've got great reviews online. You got to go to Sheshko Grill, try the lamb chops. You got to try the garlic sauce. And there's two nice guys here, Mohammed and Sanad. And I think they're both bachelors. They're college students. You're a criminal justice?
Yeah.
And
I'm going for mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. So if there's any girls out there that want to meet some garlic sauce and some nice guys, you should.
Yeah, and talking about the price.
A man that can make raw meat edible, you want to hook up with that guy.
Yeah, and talking about the prices again, you know, it's fully reasonable price. I mean, you get three pieces of lamb chops. And you get bread and garlic, unlimited bread. It doesn't matter how many pieces you want. You get drinks, and you get soup or salad. There's up four sizes of soups, and there's so many kinds of salad. You can create your own salad if you want. And we also have either grilled veggies, which is grilled vegetables, which is zucchini, squash, and onions.
What do you call that?
The grilled veggies.
No, what's the Arabic name?
For the veggies?
Grilled veggies.
No. Oh.
You called it, you had a name for it. That's okay. So, how about leg of lamb? You ever roast those?
Leg of lamb. Oh, you mean the lamb shanks. We used to have them before, but not anymore. Not a lot of people, not a lot of requests on them. You know, but we have this other thing that I never mentioned before. We can make you like a goat, like a whole goat.
And that's our, what we want to do,
yeah,
smoke
and
a goat.
And our traditions in Arab,
a
lot
of
people.
Paper.
Yeah. What's so special about it, you don't get the same kind of rice you order when you go to Sheshko. It's white rice, noodles, and almonds. But you get different type of rice. It's yellow rice.
Uh-huh.
It's gluten-free. It's pretty much
what they use in India. That comes from India.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like pretty much the same thing. Yep. But in our tradition, we make like a whole goat, and we put the rice with it. And you get fettu salad, which is the common food, the most common Arab salad.
Yep.
It's fried pita on top of it. It's just, it's really great. It's really great, the food over there.
And if you get a chance, you know what, take a chance on this. If you're unfamiliar and you walk into the restaurant, these gentlemen and the ones that work with them will walk you through this stuff. And you're not, it's not like you're going to spend $100 to try it, right?
Well,
I mean, it's very affordable.
And if you wanted to try lamb,
right.
I can guarantee you that if you go there and try their lamb chops, you'll be blown away. If you've never had lamb before, you'll come off with the proper opinion of lamb.
Right. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about grilling some lamb. If you don't want to go see these guys at Sheshko and you want to take it on yourself, this is not that hard. We already touched on the lamb chops, and it's all in a marinade. As I said, Chef Andrew Smith was the one that taught me this. But it's an olive oil with your aromatics, whether you want some rosemary in there, some thyme, lots of garlic. Set those in there overnight in the refrigerator. Take them out, put them on a rack, and let them drip dry, because you don't want excess oil on the chop when
That's
you
right.
put it on the grill, because you're
going to
get flame ups. And they're a little bit fatty anyway, is what makes them so dang good.
Yeah,
when you got them on,
they
that
got
French
good
bone.
Marbling in them.
Yeah,
so they don't dry out if you cook them to medium, right. medium rare.
But I'm on not a red hot grill, but I'm on medium to high, and when those things have dripped off for 5 minutes on a rack or whatever, then it's just 2 or 3 minutes on each side, little salt, little pepper.
Now, I did finally verify that you have a charcoal grill. Apparently, the show owns a charcoal grill. I finally verified that I saw it in your garage, so you're no longer under suspicion for having hoarded.
Dude, I got burn marks on my arms to prove that we have that. Yeah. It's a big old stainless steel horse
that's
that we've
beauty.
Got. And
I'm dying to try it sometime. I just got to get permission.
I outfitted it. And later in the show, we're going to talk about roasting a whole lamb on a rotisserie.
Or a goat.
Which is what we would use that for, because I've outfitted it with a 7/8 octagon bar rotisserie that'll hold 150 pounds. So we're ready to go when we roast the whole animal.
We'll get your goat.
Right. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you. Stick with us. We'll be back.